Okay, let's come back to order, and we'll proceed now with docket E7, sub 1191. I'm Commissioner Dan Clodfelder. I've been assigned to preside over this particular docket, and with me today are Commissioners Brown Bland, Dockham, Patterson, Lyons Gray, and Chair Charlotte Mitchell. So we'll proceed with docket E7, sub 1191, which is, let me take a deep breath. In the matter of application of Duke Energy Carolinas LLC for approval of renewable energy and energy efficiency portfolio standard cost recovery rider pursuant to NC General Statute Section 62133.8 and Commission Rule R8-67. We really like acronyms around here, so from now on, this one will be referred to as the REEPSCRR rider, okay? In compliance with the requirements of the State Government Ethics Act, I remind all the Commission members of our duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member of the Commission has a known conflict of interest with regard to this docket. Ms. Mitchell, let the record show that no conflicts were identified by any of the Commissioners. Ladies and gentlemen, the clerk's official docket reflects all the pre-hearing filings and orders. Those are part of the record already, and they are recognized and accepted as part of the record this morning by the Commission. I will not recite each of them individually. So that brings us to the hearing this morning, and I'll call on counsel for the parties to make their appearances for the record, beginning with the applicant.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Robert Kaler, appearing on behalf of Duke Energy Carolinas.
Ben Smith, appearing on behalf of North Carolina Sustainable Energy Association.
Bob Page, appearing on behalf of the Carolina Utility Customers Association.
Good morning, Heather Fennell, the public staff, on behalf of the using and consuming public.
Okay, great. Ms. Fennell, have you identified any members of the public who wish to testify as public witnesses this morning?
No, we have not.
Let me ask, is there anyone in the audience this morning who would like to offer testimony as a public witness? Ms. Mitchell, again, let the record show that no one came forward. Okay, let me ask, are there any procedural matters or pre-hearing motions that need to be addressed by any of the parties?
Not aware of any.
Okay. Let me also ask the parties with respect to the state of the clerk's docket, are those filings complete and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Any corrections need to be made to any of those filings?
No, sir.
Okay, great. Then, pursuant to the Commission's order excusing witnesses, and my understanding and the recitations that were made with the motion on that is that all parties have agreed to waive cross-examination of those witnesses. At this time, the Commission, on its own motion, will receive into evidence the pre-filed direct testimony and exhibits of Travis Payne and Veronica Williams, the testimony and exhibit of Michelle Boswell, and the testimony of Evan Lawrence, and the rebuttal testimony of Travis E. Payne. All exhibits that accompanied and were sponsored by those witnesses will be identified as they were pre-marked and pre-filed. They will be admitted into the record at this point. Any confidentiality designations on those exhibits will be preserved and will be reflected so that confidential materials are masked from the public record and are kept under seal. In addition, the application of the parties Duke Energy Carolinas will also be received into evidence this morning. Let me ask the parties, do you wish to, at this time, to make any corrections to the pre-filed testimony or the pre-filed exhibits?
Not for the company.
Anyone else?
Not for the public staff.
Okay, that's great. All right, then we'll go to the applicant. Do you have anything further for us this morning?
I think you've summarized it very well. The company and the public staff will work together on a joint proposed order.
Great. Interveners?
Nothing from NCSU.
Okay. Mr. Page?
I have nothing.
Public staff?
Yes, sir.
Anything else we need to talk about this morning? Any reasons we need to hold the record open? If not, the evidentiary record is closed, and we'll take proposed orders 30 days from receipt of the transcript.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. That concludes the hearing. Thank you.
Thank you.